Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. When calamity strikes, you need a support system. The prophet Jeremiah compares this to being like a tree next to a stream, drawing nourishment that can survive a drought. This means connecting with fellow believers so that we all can bear fruit. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer now continues a series on famines, deserts, and other hard places. In this final message, turn with us again to Jeremiah chapter 17 as we focus on developing a support system,
where the weight of our lives is actually transferred to the shoulders of Jesus Christ because we actually trust Him. That's being planted in the right place. But there's a second characteristic, and that is, in addition to that, we must grow to the right depth. Look at the way the text puts it. We grow to the right depth. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes. You'll notice the prayer that I began with of this person, and whoever it is, I hope that you're here today, and thank you so much for writing that. But you'll notice that the prayer is also against fear, and who of us has not had to pray against fear? But there is such a thing as an inner resources. He shall not fear when the heat comes, when the difficulties arise. Now, how do we extend our roots by the stream so that really we are growing to the right depth? I wish I had some new thing to say to you. Wish I had some magic wand that I could just wand to this congregation, and now suddenly all of you would be so filled with the Spirit, so filled with sanctification, and that you might just even glow in the dark. Wouldn't that be wonderful if I could do that? But I can't. It is back to the basics. It is, for example, the Word of God. The Word of God. The entrance to thy Word gives light. You're going through a time of depression. There's hollowness and emptiness within. Why don't you take out time to read Psalm 119, which happens to be, by the way, one of the longest chapter in all the Bible. Why don't you read Psalm 103? This morning I woke up at 4:36, and I was sort of ready to go, sort of. But my heart wasn't hot for God. Should have been, I'm sure. So what did I do? I had to take out time, clear my mind, because I had kind of a very crazy dream last night. I don't dream often, but I'll tell you, when I do, it really comes together in a weird way. But I wouldn't tell you what it was. You wouldn't even want to know. If I told you, you'd say, I wish I hadn't known. So what did I do? I read the 15th chapter of John. Because in John 15, Jesus says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. I wanted to read something about fruit bearing and how all that we need to do is to relax and to rely in Him, and we will be fruit bearers because He will bear the fruit through us. I needed to hear that this morning. And then my spiritual tank began to revive. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I knew I needed faith. I knew I needed to cleave to the promises. First of all, the Word of God. Secondly, the presence of God. I'm speaking plainly to you today. You cannot walk with God without face time. Not talking about prayer per se, how important that is, but face time, when you come face to face with God and you say to yourself, I'm not going to bring any requests now except I want to delight in His presence. It is in those moments that God shows me my sin, shows me my need, and God comes along and we connect in faith. Through the Word of God, through the presence of God, we soon discover that our souls are revived. But you can't do it without that. You can cry up to the Lord. You can ask. You can beg. But unless your inner man is renewed day by day, unless the inner man is renewed, and it can only be done through the Word of God, through the presence of God, and then this is big now, through the people of God, people of God. If you are going through a hard time and you withdraw, which is what many people do, I've talked to people who've struggled with suicide, and what do they want to do? They want to get away from all the people that are around them. Why? Because they feel uncomfortable, especially in the presence of those who are rejoicing. And I remember one woman who tried to commit suicide. Her pills for the deed were in her purse, and she came into a meeting, and everybody was singing that old chorus that we used to sing as children or adults. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Did any of you remember that? How many of you remember that? Oh, about 14 of you. That tells me what category I belong to. But anyway, oh, say that I'm glad, I'm glad. She said she felt like shouting, oh, say, but I'm mad, I'm mad. It's hard to be around glad people when you're mad. It's the worst thing that you can do is to withdraw. The people of God. Years ago, I used this illustration, and I checked it yesterday on the internet. Those redwood trees in California that I visited once, some of them can grow up to 350 feet high. And so the question was, in the essay that I read about them, how can they maintain that? How do they manage that with all that weight, tons and tons of weight? And they said two things. First of all, they grow closely together. And secondly, their roots are intermingled. So even though the roots aren't very deep, they said 12 to 18 feet, which really is not very deep at all considering other trees. They said that the intermingling of the roots. And then, of course, you can have one tree that's next to the stream, and that tree begins to draw nourishment, and pretty soon it is watering other trees as well. And they are receiving their nourishment, even though they may be further up a hill on a desert, they are receiving their nourishment through others. If you don't belong to a community, if you're not plugged into a small group, and you live in isolation, and you don't even want any close fellowship with anybody because it's irritating and you have to deal with certain issues when you have friends, you are really harming yourself and you will tend to shrivel like a shrub. And the Bible says that God says you should be like a tree planted by the river of water, and that only happens in relationship. Relationship to God, also relationship to others. So, we should grow to the right depth as well, and we should bear the right fruit. Bear the right fruit. Now, notice what the text says. It sends its roots out by the stream. It's dealt with sin issues, as I mentioned in our FaceTime with God. Yieldedness through the Word. The Word has built us up within. And it does not fear when the heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Wow. In the year of drought, it just keeps bearing fruit. Why? Because it is a tree that is planted by a stream. And because it's planted by a stream, what's happening around it, the drought that comes, does not cause it to shrivel up and blow away. Because its roots are deep and it's bearing the right fruit. Fruit in Scripture is really the revealing or the expression of the inner nature. The inner nature is fruit bearing. Not long ago, Rebecca and I were actually in California, and we noticed along the way that we were, and with some friends, they had grapefruit trees. Now, I don't know much about trees. I can't tell the difference. I've never really taken an interest in it, though it may be something very interesting. But when I saw grapefruit growing on a tree, I connected the dots and said, this must be a grapefruit tree. Taking it in a very elementary way for me. Must be a grapefruit tree. The fruit of the Spirit, the Bible says, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. And all of that is the expression of the inner nature of Christ that comes from our inner man when we are planted beside a stream receiving the nourishment that we should receive. And it is supernatural fruit, because these things do not come naturally, do they? But they come even to those who are going through extreme situations. Let me ask you something. How do you react to a time of heat and drought? Anger, complaining, bitterness, blaming. Blessed is the person who trusts in the Lord. His roots go down into a stream, and he bears the kind of fruit that God wants. When I was reading John 15 this morning, I was reading in a translation where it spoke about Jesus said, "You shall bear much fruit, and it shall bring much glory to God." I love that. Much glory to God. You abide in him, the inner resources. This past week, I was listening to someone preach, and he told a story that he said was true about a woman in Paris, a Christian woman who was attending an exposition there, and suddenly she had a stroke. Boom, she was out of it, and she was rushed to the hospital. And all that she could say was, "Bring." And over again, "Bring." Bring what? Bring food, bring flowers, bring this. What does she want us to bring? But then when she was able to regain some consciousness and some strength, she was able to blurt out, "Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all." That's the inner nature, revealing itself. I think that is a marvelous story, and indeed it is the inner nature revealing itself. And I want to emphasize that in the Bible, particularly in the book of Psalms, there are many promises to those who are grateful, to those who are able to see God everywhere, even in tragedy. To be able to say that God is always to be praised, I frequently begin my day with quoting the verses, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." I've written a new book entitled Famines, Deserts, and Other Hard Places. And this is the second to last day that we're making this resource available for you. We believe that it will be a blessing because, after all, many of us have experienced, and some of you right now are in a desert, perhaps you are in a famine, or some other hard places. I need to emphasize that we here at Running to Win are deeply committed to encourage you in your Christian walk. Thanks in advance for helping us as we move forward for Christ.
Pastor Erwin Lutzer with more of Developing a Support System. Jeremiah says we need to be like trees with deep roots, bearing much fruit. Next time on Running to Win, why this is crucial for us to be ready for times of deprivation. In the Bible, we see that all the saints experienced difficult times of sorrow, distress, and heartache. God often uses these times to prepare us for future ministry. And so, Pastor Lutzer has written a book on famines, deserts, and other hard places. It's yours as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.